Welcome to How to Money. I'm Joel.
And I am Matt.
And today we're talking about why we love biking.
I love it.
So, Matt, we're best friends. We're doing a podcast. Let's tell everybody what we're up to.
Yeah, so we want to be able to live a rich life on less money. So it's not all about being frugal and ways to save money. That's what we're going to talk about, but it's just about ways that we think you can live a richer, more robust life.
Yeah. We're not coupon clippers, but we're all about saving money and living a better life. And we don't think it takes money to live the life necessarily.
Just living the life we want to live too. Yeah. Not just, absolutely.
We want to live a life where if we won the lottery, it wouldn't change our lives all that much, right? I don't know about you. Yeah. That's the way I think of it. Like, if I won $10 million tomorrow,
it would change a little bit, but
a little bit. But like, I wouldn't overhaul my life. It wouldn't be all that different. Like, money is not what makes a difference.
That's
for
totally
me.
True. Travel more, that's for sure.
Yes, no doubt.
Anyway, stop. We gotta drink.
In that vein, we like to drink good beers.
Yeah. So I mean, craft beer may not be your thing, but we really like it, and so we thought, you know what, it might not be a bad idea to have a beer while we're talking about life stuff.
All right, Matt. So what's the beer that we're drinking today? Every episode, we're going to drink a different beer, and it's going to be friggin' super tasty, and we'll drink it while we're talking about the subject at hand, which today, like we said, is biking. We're going to talk about biking and how biking changes your life, saves you money. It's pretty much all around awesome, but tell them about the beer we're drinking, Matt.
Yeah, thanks for bringing these over. We're drinking a beer by Founders. It's called Backwoods Bastard. It is Dirty Bastard, aged in oak bourbon barrels. I remember the first time I had this a few years ago. It was more than a few years ago. It's probably been like 5 years or something like that now. But just tasting that woody oakness. It's such a good winter beer. It's like welcoming the colder months.
Oh, gosh.
Like it is now. Mm.
It's perfect. Yeah. And I'm really excited. At the end of the podcast, we'll kind of give you guys our tasting notes, like what we think about Backwoods Bastard and this particular year of it. But this truly, I got to tell you, is one of my all time favorite beers. And especially, it's not too hard to get. And it's a little expensive. I think it was $14 for a 4-pack. But
oh, really?
For four. Super freaking tasty. And it ages well. So we're drinking one now. Lay one of these down for next year, too.
Cheers, man.
Cheers.
Thanks for bringing this over.
All right, so on to the subject at hand, biking. And Matt, I'll confess that my life has changed. I feel like you actually got me into biking, and it's something I'd kind of forgotten for a while, and I'm so glad that I'm back into it.
Wait, so you used to bike, but you said you forgot about it?
Yeah, man, I think like it just seemed normal to get into my car to go everywhere. And for a while, I didn't have a good bike, and then one of my wife's best friends, her dad gave me his old road bike. And I started like doing that a little bit, but it needed some work done to it. And I was like, I don't know. Do I know how to work on bikes?
That's when we started biking to the Braves games, right?
Yeah.
I remember that. And so, you're like, oh, I got a bike somewhere.
Yeah. I had to get a little work done to it, but it was, but then I started riding. I'm like, oh, this is really fun. But I was like too nervous to take the plunge to like do it more. I don't know why.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. I hear you, man.
I took a kick in the pants, you know?
I think a lot of people feel that way, right? There's just a lot of different kind of bikes out there. It's like, oh, am I doing it right? Or am I getting the right one? Or where do I park it? Or do I lock it up or something? There's just a lot of sort of things that folks aren't used to doing. Like when you're a kid, you just get on your bike, you ride around, have a good time, ride over to your friend's house.
There's none of that other stuff associated with it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But when you live in the city like we do, you got to take other things into account. And I don't know. It can be intimidating for folks, but it doesn't need to be. Well, we can talk more about that later on, but it's still fun.
All right. So speaking of fun, what's your favorite bike memory?
Kate and I, my wife, Kate, we went with some friends to visit some other friends that were living in DC, and they've got this bike share program, and it's the first time we'd ever done that. It's called Capital Bike Share. I don't know. You join, and then you get to ride it around for like the weekend sort of thing. But anyway, when you're in DC, it's an awesome way to get around to all the different museums and sites. And I'd never been to DC. So We had an awesome time. And if you parked it back into another station within like 15 minutes, it was free.
Oh, yeah.
So you pay for the membership. And then if you get it from 0 to 15 minutes, it's free. Beyond that, it's super cheap.
But so you're like hauling ass so that you can get yes. So you can get your bike for free.
Yeah. So there's six of us and we're like, all right, is everybody ready to go? And go. And yeah. We'd, you know,
hit the button. Jump on our bike. Yeah, hop yeah. on.
Jump on our bikes and pedal. Stopping for happy hour and going out to eat and going to see stuff and stopping at food trucks during the day. And it was during the spring too. So we're like riding around the, what is it? The lake by the Jefferson Memorial.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the blossoms. All that was happening.
The cherry blossoms. Yeah. All that jazz.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think because of that, I'm like, dude, bike share is the bomb.
Yeah. But we recently got a lot of bike share stuff going on in Atlanta where we live too. And it's kind of cool to see those around town. And
yeah. They're expanding like crazy. You see them like, locked to random trees because someone's inside like getting coffee.
Although I will say when you see someone on one of those bike share bikes, usually they're like a piss poor biker. And so you're a little bit like, okay, avoid those people like the plague because they don't have a bike.
Yeah. I remember people saying that with the city bikes in DC or New York. Remember when those first came out? Like people, there was a lot of jokes going around about the bikers around like Times Square. Yeah. It's a thing.
So my favorite biking memory was when Emily and I were in Amsterdam. And as you know, that in Copenhagen, right, are probably the top two biking towns in the world.
Copenhagen's up there.
Yeah. And biking around there was so cool because bikes are way more important than cars there. And at every intersection, cars are the ones that are like sweating in fear, like the furrowed brow that are like, I don't know. Can I go yet? Because all these bikes are here. And it's the total opposite everywhere else in this world. But
Especially the U.S.
Yeah. But biking in Amsterdam, and then also like to come out of the train station and see literally like a sea of bikes, like
hundreds
thousands,
of bikes.
Thousands of bikes. I mean, it was insane to cross over the ferry on bikes.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Just to see the whole town that way was a blast. And also just think about childhood, and it made me think about Stranger Things, the show Stranger Things.
Oh yeah.
And I was trying to think, I really like the show, but I was trying to think why I like the show so much. And I think my favorite
season one, episode one, they start off, I mean, they're on their bikes, right?
They're on their bikes,
yeah,
man.
It's like E.T.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's a great show. It's got a lot of good things going for it. The acting's great. The storytelling's great. But I think more than anything, I resonate with like the kids on their bikes doing their thing. It brings me back to childhood in that way. And
getting places, doing what they want to do.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So those are my favorite bike memories. And
It's different to being at home and biking, right? It's not like we're on vacation because so both the things we just mentioned were us traveling. But in daily life, it's still fun, right? Yeah. Like I think about a bunch of us got together and rode up to see Atlanta United play.
Yeah. It's about a, 4.5 mile trek each way.
Yeah. It's like 20, 25 minutes or something like that from where we live. But then they've got the bike valet there. And so you get to ride up, like you get to literally pull straight up to the stadium like a stud.
Right across from the $35 parking.
Yes. Oh my gosh. How good does that make you feel when you see like the Escalades or whatever, like pulling down into the garage?
And it makes you feel so good.
I think it's 25. It's not like
30. No, it's 35. I swear to you, it's 35.
That's insane.
It's it's outrageous. Right across from the free bike valet.
But then you go to the Atlanta Bike Coalition bike valet when it's free and the dudes are awesome and, you know, the folks that are running that are great. It's just fun, right? And then you're just kind of hanging out there at the bike valet before going into the game. So doing a little bit of tailgating.
I think that's definitely one of my favorite memories, like the memories that we've made biking to games together. And then the other thing that we love to do, so Matt and I both have cargo bikes, which have like this hardtail on the back and we can slap our kids on there. So Matt's got 3 girls. I've got 2 girls and
nothing
but girls. Lots of chicks in our lives. One of the most fun things I think is putting them on the bike and going for rides. And we've just had such a blast. Both of us, you know, taking rides together with the girls or separately, like when, like my girls are just on a Saturday, they want to hop on the bike and they want to go to the playground. And that's, for me, that's the most fun because I don't have to walk to the playground 1/2 mile or hop in my stupid car to go there. We get to like whir through the streets, like with the wind blowing through our hair.
Yeah. And what's great about that too is just that they want to do something that we want to do.
Yeah.
It's like we've got kids that are 1 through 4 and there's not many things that we do that we enjoy doing that they also like doing. And so to have something like that where
they from, like to drink beer with us on occasion.
Yeah. Just yeah. only on the weekend.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, something about that where you're just like connecting with them. I think that's a big, obviously we love to do anything that they love to do. Like if it, you know, makes them happy, but something that also aligns with our values. Yeah. It's like, there's something beautiful about that where, yeah, just makes me happy.
I know, bringing them into your world.
Yes. Yeah.
It's really fun for me to go down into theirs and you know, draw pictures, whatever. But for to bring them up into ours and for them to get to be a part of something that we enjoy so much.
And start teaching them like early on too, like the things that we enjoy and start, you know, explaining to them why we like biking so much, which is why, you know, while we're talking today too, right?
Yeah. So we think biking makes a huge difference in your life. It contributes to a richness of life, and that's why we love it. But also something we care a lot about, Matt, saving money.
Yeah.
And we think bikes really hit the nail on the head when it comes to saving money too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it goes without saying, right? A bike is cheaper than a car. Well, yeah, there's some bikes out there that are expensive, but in general, bikes are affordable. I think if folks are concerned about how much a bike costs, like they can hop on Craigslist or ask around and, you know, there's going to be somebody selling a bike, but there's websites and stuff out there too that are selling bikes for pretty cheap without huge markups and things like that.
Like I said, I got my first adult bike for free
from your ex's dad.
No, from my wife's best friend's dad.
I thought you said no
cool. So we're still connected, we're still friends.
Cool.
But yeah, it was, I mean,
making sure he doesn't want his bike back.
I mean, super kind. He's a big biker and he bought another one.
And that's a nice bike, that Trek.
Yeah it's really nice. And so I mean, you might not get a free one, but there's all sorts of ways to get a free or cheap decent bike. You don't have to spend all that much. They're not that expensive. And on top of that is how freaking cheap they are to repair and to ride every mile as opposed to a car.
Yeah, repair costs, there's no comparison going to like your local bike shop. And we were there today.
Yeah.
Loose Nuts over there in Grant Park. Those guys are awesome. But yeah, I mean, there's no comparison in like taking your bike in to get completely overhauled as opposed to even like an oil change, you
right?
Know?
Yeah,
like on a traditional vehicle. Bikes are so much more affordable when it comes to maintenance. And plus, you can look up on YouTube some how-to videos, and I mean, you can save $60 right there instead of having to go in. You just like have a screwdriver and know what to turn. And
true,
but it's not like the most complicated thing. It's just most folks have never done it.
Sure. So. Yeah, and the most money you can save is if you can possibly commute.
Oh yeah,
to work on your bike,
which you do. Yeah,
so I'm doing that for the most part now, and that's been, man, it's been so enjoyable, and it's been a money saver too. You know, we're at the point where I'm considering getting down to being a one car family, because you know my wife has a car and I have a car, and kind
of so close, man.
I'm close. So I'm like, can we hit that point? But we've already been able to kind of cut down on our insurance costs, because if you drive the cars under like usually 7,500 miles a year is kind of this point for insurance companies.
Do you have the tracker that does the mileage or?
Yeah, we've got trackers that track. Nice. So you don't even have to do that. You can usually just tell them, and every year they'll like ask you, well, how many miles are on the vehicle now? And if you're under 7,500 miles a year, they'll give you a discount for that.
Yeah.
But you can do the trackers too. And with a lot of these major insurance companies, and you can save even more by putting a tracker on your vehicle and letting them kind of see how much you drive and how you drive. You can save like 25-30% on your insurance costs if you're driving it less and riding your bike more
instead, right?
Yeah, totally,
man. I don't know how many times I've said this to folks. I romanticize like the 9-to-5, because being self-employed like I am, owning my own business, like it's just always on your mind, right? So sometimes I think like, oh man, like a 9-to-5 where you just go in, work, come home, you know, you check out without thinking about it. That's appealing. But I also romanticize the commute because I think that like, oh man, it would be so nice. I could just hop on my bike if I work somewhere that I could get to like on the Beltline or, you know, just riding through nice neighborhoods. How nice and how cool would that be to be able to get some fresh air and hop on your bike and... But then I'm like, well, I can just sit at home and work in my office, which is nice too.
Hop on your slippers.
Yeah.
Scuffle right in.
Not change out of my sweaties.
What would you say to folks that live a good distance from where they work. So for instance, like my bike commutes about 7.5 miles each way. So 15 miles round trip. And
that's pretty far, man.
It's far, but we've got some good routes.
I mean, I say that because I think that's pretty, I feel like a lot of folks probably are within that. I don't know. Look it up, folks.
And there's certainly like a good percentage of people that drive for their work or,
like sales folks where they're running around.
Totally.
Yeah. That's like, not going to work for
this
them.
This wouldn't work for them. But so I would say this, there's certain way, like there's a couple things you could do. One thing, you can move closer to where you work. If you don't have a job like that, like a salesperson where you're all over the place, that's again, obviously not something you can do easily or lightly if you have a mortgage. But we think personally, lifestyle wise, living close to where you work is a good thing.
Oh yeah.
We would say that,
man, we could talk a whole nother podcast about
living close to,
living close to the things that you want to do. Right. We're all about that. Goes without saying, but absolutely commuting, taking mileage into account is definitely something to consider if you're going to consider biking to work.
And one of the other main things that we could tell people is that half of car trips are under 3 miles.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So like when you run to the grocery store, it's what, like 1.5 miles to get to the grocery store?
Oh, dude, it is.
Not even?
I don't even know if it's that far. I ride to the grocery store. Folks will poo-poo it, but we love Aldi. It's so...
Can't poo-poo that, man.
Man, it's so... I don't even know why I said poo-poo. That's not something I say, but
that's weird. That's a weird.
People
weird
think sense. That like Aldi's weird or lame or something like that. But dude, it is so stinking affordable.
But so most people would hop in their car.
Oh yeah, we did too. I mean,
a mile. Yeah.
And here's the thing: it's not like we don't take those shorter trips. Like sometimes we do. You know, sometimes. Like if it's pouring, like if it's raining or something like that too. But a lot of times, like it's pretty awesome to be able to hop on the bike and, you know, throw on a backpack, or I've got a pannier now on the side of my bike, and to be able to ride up to the grocery store and just grab that and throw groceries in there. And the girls like it. Actually, you know what the girls like is going to the bank.
They get the suckers.
Yeah. The dum-dums, because I've got a business account. And so I'm just going to go on a tangent. Like banks need to get on it. Like there aren't very many business checking accounts out there that allow you to, there's limits on stuff. And so because of that, we have to go into the physical branch, which is, it's fine. It's right next to Aldi. So I love it. It's, you know, it's a nice 1-2.
That's old school though.
It is old school. I have to wait in line. It's kind of lame. Anyway, girls love it though, 'cause they're suckers, man. I go to the grocery store, go to the bank, you know, all the time, you know, running errands.
When you're thinking about how a bike fits into your life, think about those quick trips that you take, the 1, 2, maybe 3 mile trip somewhere. Usually you hop in your car, turn the ignition and waste a lot of gas. And, I think the small change to your lifestyle, start out, like make your 1 mile trips, make your trip to the bank, make your trip to the grocery store, try to do it on a bike, you know, and bring your reusable bags or whatever. And I'm not a hippie. I don't care all that much about them, but like bring your reusable bags and put them on the handlebars and get your groceries that way. Just start small with the bike in your life and kind of see, you know, how it changes your lifestyle. And if you find it enjoyable,
you say starting small, but like at the same time, it's still just as hard to hop on your bike and do a 1 mile trip for folks as it is to hop on your bike and maybe do like a 5 mile trip or something like that if you're commuting to work. And I mean, it's honestly something I like about biking is that the mental toughness, you're challenging yourself mentally to have to get on the bike as opposed to getting in the car. Like it's not easy.
Right.
Because it's really easy to get in the car.
Like, sure.
I hit the button as I'm walking up to it, so I don't even have to like unlock the dang door. And then I get in and get to drive off where I want to go.
It's already preset to your like favorite tunes coming out.
And dude, yeah, with Bluetooth, it just starts playing my jams.
Seats are like really comfy.
Obviously, a 1 mile trip is going to be easier than a 4 or 5 mile trip. But like, yeah, start there. But just know that, you know, it's just as hard to kind of go on a 1 mile trip mentally as it is, say, maybe a five mile ride.
I think, yeah, the biggest thing for me was the first ride or two.
And just doing it,
yeah, man. Cause like I talked about it for so long. I don't know if you remember. I was like, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, dude. I was trying to get you to,
I'm going to bike to work. I'm going to do it. And then I didn't do it.
Let's see it.
And I didn't do it. And finally I did it. And
it's not that big of a deal, is it?
It's not that big of a deal.
So practically speaking, like we kind of already talked about commuting a little bit, but did you do like a dry run? Did you go during the day or something like that? I feel like I was like, just go during, like on a Saturday, you'll know exactly where to go when it comes Monday morning. That way.
I think what we did was we took the girls
talking about that
to the park in Midtown and
Piedmont.
And so it was like, which is like real close to my work. And I think we did that and that was, I was like, oh, this is
no problem.
85% of the way.
Yeah.
I mean, I can do it. You know, I mean, like if I can go 85% of the way here on a Saturday, that wasn't that bad.
Yeah. But that's, I mean, that's a great way just for folks to try it out though. Right.
Yeah.
Like figure out your route. Like if, you know, specifically if you're looking to do this on a, to commute to work, do it when there's not, when you don't have to be in it at an exact time.
Yeah.
Go sometime when you've got plenty of time to try it out.
Do it on a Friday when some of your coworkers are working from home or something like that.
And yeah.
Like,
Friday, you know, or a Saturday, just like take it easy, go for a ride. And like Joel, you'll probably find that. Yeah. You mean that, right? Like you found that it wasn't even that big of a deal. You're like, wait a minute. I'm like already here.
Well, the interesting thing for me, honestly, the biggest change was I wanted to like beat my head against the windshield in traffic. And now
when you went back to driving.
Yeah. Man, every time after when I would drive, after starting to bike on a regular basis, it was mind numbing. I just got tired of the traffic really quickly. It just frustrated me more than it ever had before. Even
you're used to just cruising along and living the good life.
Yeah. And the interesting thing, I think people will think a couple of things. People will think that it's dangerous in traffic, which, depending on your route and where you're going on your bike, can be a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah, you got to watch out.
You got to be careful. You got to watch out. Have all your safety bases covered.
Wear a helmet. Always wear a helmet, people. Like, that's, wear a helmet.
I say even if you're going on like a 1 mile bike ride in a neighborhood, wear your helmet.
There's dummies out there, so.
You can hit a big rock or something on the street and, you know, not be paying attention and flip over, hurt yourself, wear a helmet. But I think people, will think it's unsafe. And they'll also, one of the other big reasons that they won't bike is overusing their car is they think their car gets them there a lot faster. Even if they're stuck in traffic, they think their car gets them there faster. And some of the statistics bear out that really, especially in urban areas where
the streets really are pretty bad,
clogged, you're getting there in the same amount of time. And I think they say that the average speed of a car in like downtown traffic is like 18 miles an hour. And the average speed of a bike's like 13 miles an hour or something like that. So really it's like, It's a small difference in the amount of time. And I've found truly after logging it that my bike commutes have been faster than my car commutes.
Nice. How long does it take you to get to work?
It's about 25 minutes. Yeah. 25 minutes.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And so in my car commute sometimes on the way in, it's always less on the way in, would be close to that. They'd be about 22 to 25 minutes. But on the way home, it'd be anywhere from 30 minutes to 40 minutes.
Yeah, that afternoon traffic.
And just to know that when I leave, that I'll be home in 25 minutes, no matter what, is so nice. I don't have to like, okay, what are things going
to
be like?
You don't have to deal with the interstate
in this
stoplight. Well, you still have stoplights when you're riding home, but.
Yeah, but in like this godforsaken mess of a city, what are things going to look like traffic-wise?
So
I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
now.
So I'm going to assume that folks are thinking, yeah, I can't do that because I'm not in shape. You're going to share with folks, like you don't have a normal bike, right?
No, I don't. So yeah, let's talk about that. So the reason my bike commute is so short too, and I have two bikes, so I've ridden my road bike well into work.
So the free bike that you got from your ex's dad or something, right?
My wife's best friend's dad. That one takes about 38 minutes to get in, but I have an electric bike too. So the electric bike is what I ride in on most days, and that's for a couple of reasons. The main reason is to avoid being sweaty and nasty when I get into work.
Mm-hmm.
And the second reason is to cut my commute time down. Yeah. So it's literally saving me. I think of it as saving me time, but I still get a workout in.
Yeah, but it's not like you're riding 45 miles per hour like a car. You're just cruising up hills when normally you'd probably be kind of sweating it out a little bit, right?
Totally. Yeah. Or going super slow. Because like some of these hills, we live in Atlanta, some of the hills here are ridiculous, right? And to go up some of those hills takes quite a while you're going a super slow pace. So it's really nice to have an electric bike going up those hills.
Yeah. But you're still pedaling.
Totally. Right? So yeah, here's a common misconception about electric bikes is that they're doing the whole work for you. It's like a scooter or something like that you just turn the throttle and go, which some electric bikes come with a throttle.
Like the turbo, the boost?
Yeah. So like the only time I'll ever use the throttle is usually if I'm at like a stoplight and I've got the girls on the back or something like that. And I'm like, I'm quick start. Yeah. It like kind of helps me get going.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it runs on pedal assist. And so like the motor is sensing your revolutions of your foot, and it's kind of keeping track with that. And so it kind of gives you a boost.
Yeah. It powers when you work.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, we're doing this. All right, let's go.
Yeah. And so the great thing is like, literally I can feel like on that 25 minute ride, like I got an average amount of workout, or I can feel like I beasted it and went really hard. And usually on the way in, I kind of go for average. And on the way home, I go for beast mode.
Because you want to get home.
I want to get home, and I can be sweaty when I get home. It's not that big of a deal.
Oh, you know? I see. Yeah.
So, but I think a lot of people think electric bike. Mm. Oh, what a loser. You don't do anything.
Jill breaking a sweat. I'd like to see that.
But you still get a workout. You do.
Then for me, that's one of the biggest reasons why I like it is that, I mean, I just don't like paying for things that I don't have to pay for. So if I can ride my bike and still get a workout in, that's going to make me happy, right? Mm-hmm. Like I don't have to drive into a gym and, God forbid, sit on a stationary bike. Like there's no way I'm going to do that.
Right.
When I can be outside, like zipping around the city. So I don't have an e-bike, an electric bike, but I've just got a regular bike, and I've got a cargo bike as well that I can put the girls on. And Joel, we put the girls on there. So for school.
Yeah, I take the girls into school in the morning. I take my daughter and both of our oldest daughters.
Yeah.
And then you pick them up from school.
Pre-K downtown. Yeah. And then I pick them up, you know, at like, you know, in the middle of the day when school's over. But for me,
3 miles each way.
Yeah, I think so. I don't even know, man. I don't even care.
Yeah.
I just get to ride, you know, hop on the bike and ride. And for me, that's like when I can be fit. I mean, you know, I sit at a computer all day at home working, and like, I just have this thing where I feel like I'm dying. If I'm not like moving, literally my temperature drops and I feel like I'm dying.
Yeah.
And so hopping on the bike, I just feel alive. Gets
the blood pumping again.
Yeah. And for me, it's not like I work that much harder than you do on a bike. Like you still get a workout too, but it's just a way for me to get the blood flowing, get some fresh air. And if I were to take the car and to go get the girls and come, you know, come back and drop her off and stuff like that, it's literally a difference of 10 minutes, like 10, maybe 15 minutes. But I mean, I can get there within 5 minutes as if I were to take a vehicle.
Yeah.
But so much more satisfying and
yeah. And most people,
it's awesome
to go get their workout, they drive 10 or 15 minutes somewhere, or maybe, you know, maybe just 4 or 5 minutes, maybe it's really close by.
Yeah,
but
still, you're in a vehicle, like,
yeah, but you're driving somewhere to go get your workout. And I know
you're silly to me,
you're super against that.
I hate that. Like, why not do something so like a bike just does everything? Bikes are just like this miracle machine. Like, it saves money, you stay in shape, and it's just better for like the world. I mean, it's better for me to be in my bike than, you know, my Honda 4,000 pound vehicle driving around. Like, there's things that you can do when you're on a bike compared to your vehicle, right?
Yeah. So one of my favorite things too about biking that's really, I feel like, kind of honestly, I don't say life-changing about like almost anything, but that's kind of changed my life. It's really put me in touch with my city. I feel like I know my town better. I see more people that I know, like walking or biking on the paths or on the streets. I just feel like Atlanta means more to me riding through it like that. You know, like, mm-hmm. I love it so much more just biking on it through it every day.
Yeah. It's not just like the landscape that you have to get through to get to where you're going. It's part of what you're doing. Yeah.
Well, normally I feel like I'm focused on the guy in front of me who's texting and, you know, not moving when we're at a red light.
Yeah.
Or
when it turns green and then it's not moving. That's the worst. It's
or I'm just like wondering, why am I going 3 miles an hour on the downtown connector? Like, it's, and I'm not thinking any of that stuff on my bike. My eyes are up. I'm looking at all the great things around me, like the weather. I notice I notice weather patterns differently. And
you have to, but yeah.
Yeah, you have to.
But it's good.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't, it makes you tough, and it puts you in touch with the world. And for me, it puts us in touch with like our neighbors too. Like when I'm in our van, I'm not stopping and slowing down to like say hey to folks if I see them.
Yeah.
Like in their yard working or something. But you know what? If I'm on the bike, get the little bell a ring, you know, and like wave to them. And if they stop working, it's like, okay, I'll kind of go over there and talk to them a little bit. Like you can't, you know, you don't do that in your car. Right. Like in your car, you're in this protected cocoon and point A to point B. The bike just changes the mentality of travel. Like it's just all about the stuff around you. Like you said, the weather, the city that you're driving, like that you're riding through. And it's just better until you experience it like regularly. I feel like most folks hop on a bike and they pedal really hard and they sweat and they're like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
But once you kind of get into the routine and the rhythms of it, man, it's, yeah, it's good.
I tell people too, if you're going to start biking, which you should, you start keeping track with like an odometer or something like that. You probably could download one on your phone. Keep track of the miles that it takes you to get places over time. So let's say in 1 month, you know, you just started and you biked 40 miles that month, you know, because you did a bunch of 1 to 2 mile rides to the grocery store. That's cool. Give yourself the IRS standard rate of mileage of 52 cents a mile or whatever it is now. Maybe it's a little bit more. And
what is that?
That's like what the IRS says that it costs per mile to drive a car, a normal car for most people.
Okay.
Your car, like, what it costs gas? You to operate your car, including gas,
okay,
wear and tear, all that stuff.
Got it.
That's what they reimburse. So, or what's tax write-offable. If you can keep track of that and kind of put that money aside into like a side bank account, save up for something really fun or different or interesting that you're, you know, traveling somewhere or a weekend getaway or some new gear for your bike, start putting that money aside. That's a cool way to kind of think about it and start to kind of get into it and give yourself a little challenge. Like, all right, this is going to be my forced method of savings. Every time I ride my bike, I make a little money for the next thing I'm gearing up for.
It's like a little bonus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's pretty cool. Did I tell you about, I met with like recently, some clients of mine and we got to talking and somehow bikes came up, obviously, because bikes are awesome. And this past summer, he and some buddies rode across the country,
like
straight up
on their bikes the whole country.
Yeah. And which sounds crazy, but in reality,
like East Coast to West Coast.
Yeah. They started in Savannah, I think he said. I mean, they're from Atlanta too, but Savannah to San Diego. And this surprised me, but it only took him 60 days, like 2 months. Isn't that crazy?
How in the world is that possible?
It's very possible. Because I asked him, I was like, what is that? Like, what were you guys averaging? He said they were averaging like 30 something miles a day. When like, because I've thought about hiking the AT. I've had friends that hike the AT and it's not like, you know, that just goes from Georgia up to Maine. I don't know how many months, but it's most like 5 months or something like that. And that's if you don't have any hiccups or any problems. To ride your bike across the country? I think that's super, I don't know, 2 months in the summer is like, oh, that's like summer break for,
yeah,
if your kids are in school. Obviously, I'm not going to go with we're not going to go with our kids. They had panniers and they did camp, you know, on the side of the road.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah. I was super, yeah, I've never met anybody that's done that. And I was like, I was super impressed, but that was, yeah, Blake. He was just like, yeah, we like biked across the country. It took us 60 days and they like raised some money and stuff too. But
maybe someday we'll make that happen, man. I've always said Winnebago, but maybe we'll do the bikes.
Which, yeah. I don't know if the girls will be down with that. Our wives might be like, yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
It might be a boys trip only.
2 month boys trip.
Yeah.
Right, I'm down.
But I don't know, man. It sounds good to me. So back to the beer, man. What do you think about this?
Oh, this is a great beer. Backwoods Bastard by Founders, again, is what we're drinking. It's a Scotch ale aged in oak bourbon barrels. And I think on this beer, you get a lot of oak, a lot of vanilla.
Yeah, if you like dark, malty, what's the ABV on this one?
11.2, I think. Something like that.
That's bigger. You know, yeah. not quite wine territory, but maybe twice as big as your standard PBR. Dark beer, if you're wanting to try something different, you know you like stouts or darker beers. If you know you don't like IPAs, then this is your beer.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got, I'll be honest, it's got a really sweet logo on the front. I love the
old man.
Yeah. I love the art with holding a freaking axe with a dope beard and hat on it. That's
it's
pretty
like a Rip Van Winkle or something. Like that.
Yeah. That's pretty sweet. Beer can art or beer bottle art. Yeah, this beer is one of my, I mean, it's been one of my favorites for a lot of years and didn't disappoint. this year in 2017. Pick yourself up some Backwoods Bastard and enjoy it slowly and deliberately on a weekend night, preferably, because
yeah, man, that's
high ABV.
Saturday, that's when we're recording.
Yep.
It's nice. I normally work on Saturday nights, or, you know, Saturdays in general. We'll talk about that maybe in the future, but
yeah, I'm glad you're not working. Glad we can drink this beer and talk about bikes.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
So I guess to wrap things up, the reason biking is awesome is it's fun, creates awesome memories, and that last forever. And
when it comes to your wallet, it's affordable though too, right?
Yeah.
You know, like compared to driving around, and it's a little different in the winter. We can maybe we'll talk about that in the future too. Once Joel goes like full on one car family and he's riding to work in the middle of winter.
Oh, I'll keep you updated,
dude. Are you going to do it like soon, do you think, the next?
So I told myself I'd give myself 6 months, like 6 months of steady commuting on it.
Okay. So to get through the actual winter.
To kind of get a feel for the seasons and get a feel for, you know, doing it over that long of a period of time and how sustainable is it for me. And so after 6 months, I think I'm going to make a call and
make the call in the spring when it's nice and warm and
Oh, I love it every day. It's so nice.
Oh, this is so great.
Yeah. I guess we'll see how brutal the winter is. But I know that, you know, January is going to be the worst. So we'll see how that works.
Yeah.
But we'll get there and I'll keep you guys up to speed on that.
Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Our home on the web is howtomoney.com. Check it out. We'll have our show notes up there for you.
Yeah, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening to your podcast.
Yeah.
We'd really appreciate it. All right, buddy. Until next time, best friends out.
Best friends out.